What's up, guys? Welcome to the very first episode of the But What Do We Know podcast.
You ever gonna learn how to speak, Chad?
No, I'm not. I can't do it. It's your boy Chad Page, O2 on Instagram. And we got Dr. Zaya.
What's good?
This is the first episode of the podcast, so I decided we need to do a podcast like a couple nights ago. We have not at all thought about what the podcast will be about, but we want to get something out, so we figured we would just talk about the process of when we decided we wanted to be doing a YouTube show. So Zay, I'll let you start off that story.
Is it the football and rain?
That's when we really like kind of got serious about it.
What was before that? I don't remember before that.
We had talked about, like, we just wanted to do something together.
Oh, yeah, forever we always just wanted to do something. Yeah. Like, we just, for the first 5 years, just never acted on it. And one day, we were just outside throwing the football in the rain. We were out there for a minute, like, 2 hours.
It was cold, raining.
Just out there talking. And then we finally just, like, said what we were going to do. And then that was just the beginning, like, where we really got serious about that. We were going to start recording something and put it on YouTube. And it's definitely just switched up a bunch from then to now. It was going to be strictly just sports stuff.
Yeah, it was going to be a bad, like, I wanted it to be, like, I was trying to go up against SportsCenter. I was trying to get all these fancy editing tools. And I wanted the bottom little scroll of text, which I know isn't that fancy. But it was a big deal to me.
It's so much harder than it seems. Like, it's so much harder to actually do than when you're just talking about it in your head.
You don't realize how much money they probably got.
Yeah. Just everything comes to editing. Like, it's just a very, very difficult process.
And then we thought we would go to a more structured schedule of, all right, sports day, movie day, pop culture day. Yeah. That really didn't work either.
And now we just...
We probably honestly need to get back to a more structured schedule.
Definitely when it comes to posting. I don't know about, like, when it comes to just straight, like, we're doing something this day and doing something this day. Because it's really just off the whim. Like, we'll just sit there for a tip. We just say, all right, we're going to record this day because people are, like, Tristan's off and stuff. We're going to record this day and then, like, for, like, an hour before the show starts, we'll just come with whatever we're doing.
Yeah.
And... we're getting better at trying to have it more structured where we know what we're saying and stuff. At the beginning, it was just straight up just, this is what we're doing.
All right, let's film.
Yeah, let's film and just go. Like, turn the camera on and now we're just going.
And it's only been like 5 episodes, but we're already putting more, I don't want to say effort, but we're getting better at the editing and, like, if it's too long, cut some stuff.
Yeah. It's all just a big process. The number one thing is just getting stuff out, though.
Yeah, like... you sit there and you just talk about doing it and talking about doing. Nothing ever gets out. We just do crappy stuff for a while, which is not what we're trying to do.
It's gonna get better. Eventually.
It'll get better, yeah. You gotta have crap before you can have something bad. Definitely. Before you can have something decent.
Are we ever gonna talk about this? Or are we just gonna let it be the elephant in the room, the rent and leap thing?
I will say they are probably our biggest inspiration.
Definitely.
Like, we're not trying to jock y'all, because I know y'all listening, but, y'all took every idea. Can y'all stop?
Nah, it's just fine. It's just, I feel like what they're doing is such a big, like, it's such a broad thing, like, two guys or two people just sitting there talking about stuff, like, just talking about anything. That's what they do. They can't just take up that whole genre or whatever that is.
Like, and now they're getting really big and over the top, like...
yeah, they're getting crazy, like 5 episodes a day, crazy stuff.
Although, plus they have a whole team. It's just me, Isaiah, and Chloe, and Tristan. Yeah.
Plus, they're, like, after show, and they're, like
behind
the crew show, and, like...
that's where we want to get to, though, one day.
Yeah, that's definitely the goal.
So, you can't blame them for it.
Nah, they're just cutting up. They're crazy. I watch their show all the time. It's my little sister watching their show so much, and every time she's on there, like, why are you watching The Enemy right now? Because it's just... I put her on them. She loves them now. She always talk about it. Every time she sees you, like, they're so much better than you. Like, thank you, Josh. Thank you.
But it's crazy that it just started off with some Good Morning Chiyoling, and just, it was literally just them in front of the camera.
Same
no cuts, yeah. So we'll get better. I ain't worried about it. I know we're gonna get as good as they are.
eventually.
Hopefully.
Cause they were doing it for like what?
I've been watching them for like 10 years now, literally.
Yeah.
They've been doing it since 2000 is when they started. Because I listen to all their podcasts and everything. That's when they first started doing stuff.
Yeah. Because YouTube didn't start till like 2002.
Yeah, no.
That's crazy. Like, but if you go back and watch like their old stuff, like the beginning of Good Morning, like before it was even Good Mythical Morning, it was Good Morning Chia Lincoln. Like their first episode.
It's crazy. I watched that one, not live, but like the day they posted that one. I've been watching that for a minute.
Yeah, you have. But, like, it's just them talking. But the thing with us, I feel like our stuff's just so lengthy. Like,
yeah. I don't know how they do the stuff they do. And it's under
they just 15. Got so good at it.
They're never over 15 minutes.
Yeah. And they do a lot more stuff than we do. We just talk.
And if they're, if they are cutting, like, in their conversation, I can't tell.
It's because, like, what they do,
they have multiple cameras, which I think helps as well.
And with their, like, setup, like, they'll have, they'll cut their stuff into rounds. Like, whatever they're doing, like, they'll have rounds or they'll have, like, we're doing this and then we're doing this. Like, they have cuts, like, where they pop up the little animation, but there's a cut right there. And there's so much time between that, but you don't even know because it's just a cut. They're just sitting there again. But that's, I think that's how they organize their stuff. Where
round one.
Yeah, round one, cut. But it takes so much longer to film, but, like, they just, they got real good with their process of what they do that it don't, you don't even notice.
That's true.
I wonder how easy it is for them, though, now.
Especially with how big their staff is. Like, yeah. I wonder how much they actually do.
I'm talking, like, how easy is it for them to just come in every morning and just film an episode? Like, they've done it for so long that it's just, like,
that's true.
Oh, like, don't even have to think about it.
Although, now they got their TV show they do as well. I know that's a lot. Plus all their live shows. Yeah. I want to go to one of their live shows so bad.
Live shows.
Yeah, they went on tour. And they did a live comedy show. It's called The Tour of Mythicality. It was awesome, from what I saw. And they're doing a...
Oh, you went?
No, I'm talking about from the clips they
posted. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Talk like you went, like you...
I went.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The one in New York.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
New York?
Yeah, New York, New York.
Oh, like at the thing?
Yeah.
Oh, you went? MSG? I was there, too.
Oh!
You was there? Where you sitting at, Roby?
No, I was on section 7A, seat 11.
I was in section 11. I got front row seats because The Rock gave them to me.
Oh, okay.
We don't talk about that. Anyways, what's up? What's...
We've all, me and you, you're trying, you got Baller Chronicles, episode 1. You've got that one
done. Yeah.
Where did you come up with the idea for that? That's on his Instagram page, at Dr. Isaiah.
Dr. Isaiah. Click my throat real quick. Tristan was over there.
Is his cousin Tristan, yeah, Big Nose Tristan.
Yeah, my cousin Tristan. He was over there, and then we were waiting on you because we were going to film that day, but something happened. Like, something. We just didn't end up filming. But, like, while we were waiting for you to get off, we were just chilling. We were just bored. Like, let's just do something. So we were going out to play basketball, which is something stupid we do just pass the time, just go out there and shoot. He was like, he actually came up with the idea. He was like, let's do a highlight reel. Like, just something stupid, like me doing a layup and something, like, just dumb. Mm-hmm. But then, well, as I was like, yeah, this is cool, let's record something. Then while I was in the shower, I was like, I want to make this more, like, more comical. Like, whatever I can do, just, like, I came up with the whole vision of what, like, exactly what that video was is exactly what I came up with in my head. He followed everything, like, perfectly. And so, like, I was just like, I told him what we were doing. It only took like 10 minutes to record that. Like, that was like the first shot. Like, it was.
That's wild.
Yeah, it was just off the bat. Like, and then the thing is, I want to do a second one, but I don't have the equipment. Like,
what do you want for the second one?
I can't have a video. I can't have my ideas. Like,
yeah, that's true.
I gotta keep them. But it's just, I'm really waiting on you and then James and then everything. But,
tomorrow's Saturday, and I will be here. We're going to try and get it done tomorrow?
Yeah, things off, and
I'll go pick up Tristan in the morning.
Yeah.
Text him tonight. We'll be making plans on the show. You know, I really like this setup of a podcast. It's a lot more relaxed than the show is.
Yeah, it is. Because the show, like, we're not, like, uncomfortable on camera whatsoever, but it's still, like...
It's different.
Yeah.
This is just a conversation.
Because you're just hearing our voice. Like, with the show, you got, like... Just making sure, like, you're, like, because...
Yeah, making sure my thighs aren't out.
Yeah, just sitting there, because you're thinking about, like, what you're editing. Like, you're not thinking about, like, just saying, but you're like, all right, well, we're going to do this. Somebody want to hear this. I need to be funny. Mm-hmm. But this, you're just cooling.
Yeah, just talking. Now, I did a video for my Instagram page, at ChadPage02. I'm going to keep plugging it. So, I did, first night at the hotel alone. Now, what this is, soon I'm going to be starting writing a script for a mini-series that I want to do on my own.
It's on your own now?
Yeah.
By yourself?
Not by myself, but it's like, it's separate from But What Do We Know. Kind of like Baller Chronicles is. So, what I, it's kind of like, I like how the scenes always set in the shows, like Louis, can't say his name anymore. And Masters of None, that one's a season, sorry. How it's not so traditional in how they set the scenes. Like, so if they were to be in a hotel, the way they would set the scene would be kind of like just them arriving at the hotel. And the way they just kind of look at things in the hotel. And so that's what I tried to do with that. And so it really was just like a minute and a half of me.
Just testing.
Yeah, just kind of testing. Like, I was by myself with the camera, so I would have to post it and hit record. And then it was a lot of editing of taking the front part of me, setting it up, then walking, mm-hmm. doing my little bit, then getting back to mm-hmm. it. So it was just like, I walked through the door, I looked around the room, which was really bad how fast I moved the camera. Because you don't look, like, all over the room like this. You need to just smooth it out, but that's besides the point. And then it's like me looking through the closet, going to the bathroom, stuff like that. And then I wanted to post it on my Instagram, but I didn't want it to just be me.
I saw the one just me.
And I had already done the other part, but I didn't know how to put two, like a video over a minute on Instagram.
Yeah.
You have to like cut it into two videos before you even get to Instagram. See, I thought it would just automatically, if it was like a 5-minute video, just cut it up for you.
Yeah.
It doesn't do that, apparently, or I just don't know how to use it well enough. So, I went with this, I had this picture that I one day took in my sleep. I was completely asleep, do not remember taking the picture, and I look really ugly in it. My hair is all messed up, and I'm looking side-eyed.
It's such an ugly picture. It's so funny, it's bad.
So I just like the next morning, because I made myself fall asleep, and then I woke up, turned off the light, and then the next morning, and then it was the ugly picture. That was my most liked Instagram post.
What?
It was my most liked.
Oh, you also put 500 hashtags on it.
I've been on hashtags lately. I'm trying to build my Instagram, at ChadPage02, share it with your friends. When is Instagram going to get the ability to share post like Twitter and Facebook?
Oh, never.
Because that would be very helpful.
Never. That's how it separates itself. Like, you can't just, like, hit, I'm going to share this. But I like that because, like, if you go on Facebook now...
You see the same thing a lot. I know that.
And you just, like... Well, they have it, like, if two people share the same thing. Like, they have the video and, like, this person shared it and this person shared it. But, like, all you see is people sharing videos. Like, that's all you see. Like... videos of puppies, videos of a kid or something. Like, just scroll through it.
Ooh, that is true.
Like, people don't post, like, their own stuff anymore.
I'm not on Facebook, which is normal, even though it's the most popular social media. Not being on Facebook seems normal to me. I didn't think about that. It would become, like, just share a video you like.
Yeah.
Which Instagram is still your own stuff.
Yeah.
That means that I need to create more stuff. That's what it always comes back to.
And there is one way, there is some way you could share it, but it's just a process. Like,
yeah, it's all repost apps. Yeah. It's kind of shady. You're going to get probably a nasty virus.
That virus,
it just popped up. Yeah, I swear, it just popped up. I got a computer virus one time. I was downloading music. This is the funniest thing ever. I was downloading music, and I was on my mom's laptop. And at the time, this story I just broke... of a mother had like $200,000 worth of pirated music on her laptop, and she had just gotten in jail. So I was kind of on edge already. about doing this. I was probably in middle school. So I'm sitting there taking in Naked Brothers Band. That was my jam. And then the camera flashes. And I see myself on the screen. And the computer is completely frozen. And the way my dad is about technology, he starts freaking out if anything happens. Like, he will start cussing, he will start screaming. And it was a brand new laptop at the time, too, so he was on edge. And he just kind of sees me, I kind of sit up. I kind of quit smiling. I'm in my head, my heart beating, and it says, Homeland Security. And in my head, I'm thinking, oh my god, what have I done? They're coming for my mom. Because it was her computer. And it said, Homeland Security has caught you downloading illegal music. Pay a $5,000 fee. And it had a website link. And so, I sit up. My dad's like, you alright, Chad? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. It's all good.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm gonna go talk to mom. So I get up and I run to my mom with the laptop. I start crying. And I'm like, my older brother can pay. I'll pay him back. And my mom's like, Chad, this is a virus. I'm like, it's Homeland Security. They're gonna arrest me.
That virus, Tristan, my cousin Tristan, he got that a couple times in his little laptop he had for years. Where like, but it makes me think, like, how did he just gonna open my camera like that? Like, what virus can just open my camera and take a picture of me? You feel what I'm saying? Like,
the FBI.
That's going crazy. Just be looking at you. That's why people put that tape over their thing.
I wonder where that photo is.
It's somewhere.
That's crazy to think about, ain't it?
Yeah. We need to go find it.
That's what I'm saying.
That's going to be somewhere.
I was so shook. I didn't know what was happening. I saw that flash. My heart flashed. Mm-hmm. I started sweating. Started peeing? Yeah. I peed a little bit. I was so scared.
I peed a little bit. That's so funny. You know what I've found out over the past, like, couple months or whatever, like, when I was making Baller Chronicles, right, and I had the Rocky music over, like, at first, like I said, and yeah. It was so funny, I was like, I can't wait to post it, and I kept doing a lot more editing and stuff, but when I posted on Instagram with the Rocky music, I got that copyright strike quick, like, nobody saw it or anything, like, right when I posted it, like, a minute, and then it was gone. Instagram sent me a thing, it was like, delete this, you don't have permission, whatever. And then I was going back, I was like, dang, like, this just ruined the whole thing. What am I going to do? But, like, me and Tristan were sitting there editing, and we've both seen it, like, 45 times. Like, because we edited it, going through it, looking for stuff. Or I was going through it, looking for stuff I could do to make it better.
Wait, so recording only took you 15 minutes?
Yeah, recording took, like, probably less than that. Like
that minute and 45-second video I did literally took me 3.5 hours.
Well, my whole thing was one continuous shot. You had a bunch of cuts.
That's true.
My whole thing was just one continuous shot.
I like to tell you guys, it looked like you stopped it and you had slow motion. Tristan did a really good job with the camera work.
When?
Maybe I'm not remembering it correctly. Did you guys just pause it at certain points in the editing?
No, we made parts of it, like, slow motion from, like, everything is, like, regular. He comes up my leg, come up. But once it gets, like, right here, after I look at my bracelet, and it goes slow motion right there up to my face. Then, like, I made a slow motion in iMovie. Then I say, well, it's game time or whatever. Then
so, it goes back into- the slow motion just messed with your voice? You didn't put any voice thing on it?
No, that's the audio. You go to volume on the thing, and then it's, like, speed from the volume thing, and then you turn it down, and then it made my voice really deep.
Game time. Yeah. That was hard.
But anyways, when I was doing that, I was like, dang, like, this ruined everything. And then Tristan was sitting there when I was finding the, like, because I just looked up a non-copyright rock music or something like that. And I found that video, and Tristan's like, it's not going to be funny anymore. And that just killed my whole thing. I was like, nah, it's still finna be funny. But I'm back on stage, like, this ain't finna be funny. But then I was watching, I was like, it's still fine. Like, But he's just a negative person. Like, that's just how he is. Like, he's real motivated at first, but that boy just, once he gets to a point, like, I think he's bipolar, actually, I don't know. But that's another conversation.
That's a big accusation, claim to make.
I'm not, like, heavy, but, yeah.
I mean, there ain't no not heavy if you bipolar, which I've never dealt with a bipolar person, so the internet don't come attacking me.
Anyways, but, like, what I'm trying to say is, like, his opinion, because I was sitting there, but once he said that, I was like, oh, maybe it's not funny.
Heartbreak.
Yeah. But you just have to fight through that and just go with what you got, like, what's in your heart, like, you believe in. But then once he said that, I was like, dang. But then I still posted and people still like, you know, whatever. But he just seen it so many times that he was like, he's over it because he saw it like 30 times.
I feel that.
But that's another thing I'm trying to work on. I think I've got a lot better. I told you about this. Just trying to, like, value your opinion.
Oh, yeah. Nobody else's opinion matters.
More than anybody else's.
Yeah. Except for your own.
Yeah. Wait, what?
I think you should care more about your own opinion than others.
Yeah, that's what I'm, yeah. Definitely.
But still take others into consideration.
Yeah, when you posted that, and then you were like, is there anything, because you were asking for criticism, and I was watching it, and then I said that, and then you didn't reply. I was like, dang, is he mad or something?
No, I wasn't mad. I took it, like, as legit, and I went and looked. The camera work was so bad.
On the moving shot?
Yeah. But I did disagree about the jazz music.
You know, like the,
I did like the music choice.
Maybe it was just me. Maybe it's just different taste, because...
Well, you said it was loud and in your face, and that's how I intended it to be.
That's what you wanted it?
Yeah, because... I know, you can't say this. Louis C.K., on his shows, he used to have the loudest jazz music over just, like, the most quietest scenes.
Oh, for real?
And I really liked it.
Oh, well, maybe it was just... Because I guess, I don't know, maybe because you're looking at it from that way, but I was just seeing, like, as just, like, these shots are, like, real, like, calm, real, like, just...
Yeah, it's just me, I'm by myself.
And now...
Yeah, I typed in loud trumpet, copyright free.
That's what you typed in?
Yep.
I guess what you were looking for, bro. That's you.
But I was talking with Dave. He is my new boss, soon to be. I'm working for him. He's teaching me some film production stuff. He was teaching me a lot of stuff about how your editing and stuff needs to be on beat with the music. And you can create a, what's the word? It's when it's in your head.
Tempo?
No, well, that's a word, but when it's in your head, subconscious rhythm. Because at the very end of it, I decided I was going for a comedic angle at the very end. So I should have set up with my whole video leading up to it, like a 4-second shot.
That's what you're talking about.
Cut on a 6-second shot.
Oh, yeah, good.
And then cut 4-second shot. Cut. And it sets up a subconscious rhythm of the audience and the viewer. And they see it. So when you go for the comedic effect, if you go for, so you got 4-6, 4-6, 4-6 set up, and then you go with an 8-second shot or a 2-second shot, it changes it, and it just makes it funny to the audience subconsciously.
When you told me that, I was like, all right, that makes sense, but it sounded a lot more complicated, because I thought you were talking about just for the regular show. I was like, that's a lot of cuts for, like, the 30-minute shows you're doing. Like, what are you talking about? he's a professional. He knows what he's doing.
Nah, that was just for, like, certain, and, he, like, if you want to speed the tempo up, start with an 8-second shot, and then a 6-second shot. And then a 6, then a 4, and a 2, and a 2, and a 1, and a 1, and a 1, 10. And that's when you so hit that 10, and it's so, like, it really is so basic, but I never thought of any of that stuff when I was doing it. I was like, and he saw it off rip. He was like, good music choice, but you didn't edit on off the music. And I was like, what you mean?
What's up? I just picked one and put over the whole thing.
But just the way I was hearing him talk about it, I'm so excited to be working with him. He really is going to teach me so much stuff.
Did you already do this stuff?
No, I'm going to Calhoun's Bar to Mobile. It's supposed to be literally the biggest party in the Southeast. That's how they described it. Like it's a WrestleMania event. Biggest party of the... it's a St. Patrick's Day party. I'm supposed to film whatever happens.
You're just going to be there.
Just going to be there. My brother Lee, he's gonna go with me.
He is?
Yeah, he is. I'm there from 4 to 8, so it can't get that wild.
You don't want to be around them drug people?
I'm not a fan of drunk people, so no. But I mean, I am going to a bar, so there will be some there.
Yeah.
But it won't be too bad at 8 o'clock.
We really should have put a timer on because we do not know how far we're going.
Yeah, that's true.
And we cannot see the screen, but we're just rolling. We're just talking because we could have really been talking for like an hour right now. We don't even know it.
That's true. What all have we talked about?
We just started talking off the show and just started
rolling. I really think this is entertaining, though.
You think so?
Like, I know I'm back home right now, but I've been in Mobile for 2 weeks. I'm helping open up a new Publix store over there. And so, when you open up a new Publix, they bring so many people in that there is literally nothing for you to do. And so, these past 3 days, I have done literally nothing but stand there and act like I'm still blocking. That means to, like, make look good. The dog food section. I've been on the dog food section for a week now.
Do y'all have it set up pretty much?
Yeah, it's all full. I gotta go
long,
there.
How much longer do you have?
I still got like a week and a half there. I gotta keep playing with his dog food.
He gonna start eating it.
I have listened to probably, no joke, I'd say about 36 hours of podcasting this week. And I think this is just as good as all of them.
Because you're just sitting there. I guess it's a lot different when you're doing something outside of it and just sitting there.
Yeah, I couldn't just sit down and listen to a podcast. But when I'm doing something, they are incredible. It makes time go by so much faster. Because every podcast I listen to is about an hour. And I got 8 hours to kill. So that's 8 podcasts.
Yeah.
But that makes it a lot better. I don't know how. I got this old man on my own. His name Joe. He'd just be standing there.
Oh, old man Joe?
It's a different Joe.
Oh.
He'd just be standing there staring at the cat food. He just been, don't be, 8 hours passed by just looking at the cat food.
Dang.
Like, I said, get some headphones. He got an iPhone.
Oh.
And he said, nah. That's all he said.
Nah, I'm good.
They made me feel like a real jerk, though. Because apparently I'm on the 4th floor in my room. Because we're all staying in hotels, is about literally twice the size of everybody else's. And I had heard this, because somebody, I brought Levi, he's a guy, he had came up and he was in my room talking to Daryl, he's one of the guys I'm staying with. And so I wanted to confirm that my room was bigger. And so I go to old man Joe, I said, Joe, what hotel are you staying at? He said, the Drury Inn. I said, what floor? He said, 3rd. And that was the same floor everybody else had been at. I looked at him. I said, I heard my room was way bigger than y'all's.
And why'd you approach that like that?
I don't know. And he just looks at me and says, okay. And that was it. And I was,
bro, why didn't you explain yourself? Because I got like a real butthole.
And then I was like, I was just wondering. And he was just kind of looking at me, smiling. I was like, I was
I just wanted to know. I didn't want to know.
But I didn't even finish it. I just walked away. He just looked at me, okay. And he was so like,
that's not exactly what you would do, though. If somebody came to you, he was like,
my room's bigger. And I wasn't trying to be like that.
That is exactly what you would say.
But I just felt like such a piece of crap. I was like, oh, I'm that guy. But at least I got the bigger room, so.
You were that guy.
But it was unintentional. So if it's unintentional,
yeah,
are you still that guy?
Yeah, but you gotta explain yourself, because now he thinks you're that guy.
Nah, because
it's too late to explain.
Because I've been on that aisle with him for 36 hours to do nothing. He's a really cool dude. He's a Lions fan. He knows his basketball. Shout out to UMBC basketball. 16 seed. Just beat number 1 seed Virginia. It's the first time in. They're now 1-135-1. I did.
I didn't even do a bracket. We were supposed to have a set
yeah.
up for the show.
We were gonna do a whole March Madness thing.
March Madness. We're gonna do a whole March Madness.
My bracket's looking actually really good though. Now Virginia's out.
You
that,
beat Buffalo?
I did not. That clears the path for Kentucky to get to the Final Four. So, in the Elite Eight, I got Kentucky versus Nevada, who's a 5 and a 17. Everybody was looking at me like they're crazy. But the one seed just went out. The 3 seed in that tournament went out. And the 4 seed is out. So it's possible.
I just don't get college basketball.
Have you been watching the clips, though? It's so exciting.
No, I mean, like, what SportsCenter posts on Instagram and stuff.
They'd
like
be live.
They'd be live? They'd be live. Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, but I don't, it's just like, I can't even really get into, I'm going to get into college football. I'm going to force myself to watch.
You just have to connect with a team like you do the Bills.
I don't know how I did that, though.
You picked one player and you watched him. Pick a player. Like, you know how you really, really, really like Baker Mayfield?
Yeah.
You should have been an Oklahoma fan. If you had to attach yourself to Baker Mayfield this season and just watch it play out, you would be rooting for Oklahoma going hard into the season. You just got to find that player with that swagger.
I guess I'll go next season.
You got to find your player.
Find my player.
And yeah, go get your guy.
Because the Bills, I just... We did that fantasy. I'm saying too much. I did that during the fantasy. It killed me too.
All right, so we just had some. It's not even a technical difficulty. We had a tablecloth fell right, off.
Our setup. Explain the setup real quick.
All right, so we are in my mom's painting room, which has a mountain of storage in it. We got. Why am I struggling all of a sudden? My heart.
Alright, so anyway, there's a treadmill that had a thing on it.
A tablecloth on it. And we have the extension cord that's pulled over here, and I have my phone charger. It was plugged in, and it was, I would say, Christmas lights from one house to the other in Toy Story. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I have no clue what you were
talking about. It was actually Toy Story. Anyway, no, it was Toy Story 1.
The thing fell, hit the charger, dropped the phone, the
charger pulled out. Yeah, recording stopped. Let me explain this analogy. In Toy Story 1, they're in Sid's house. Right. Woody wants them to get back home, to get back to Andy's house. He throws the Christmas lights from one side. It was Slink who caught him. Then it was Christmas lights. So it was a line, I guess... A clothesline would be better. Two things, a line in the air.
Oh, you were just explaining the charger to
them. Yeah, and then it fell, came unplugged.
Oh, I thought you were trying to explain the whole situation to that one analogy.
Nah, it was just, it was a little thing.
Anyway, back to what we were saying.
Yeah, so we were talking about Isaiah trying to get into college football.
Which I am a huge Buffalo Bills fan. Like, I keep up with everything. Like, I love the Bills. I just started watching football, like, heavy, like, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
3 years ago, and I love it. Like, I don't know why it took me so long to pick a team. But what I was saying was fantasy football, I chose Sean McCoy as my first pick, and then I just started watching him, and then fell in love with the Bills, and then that's history. But with college football, like, I've tried the past couple years. Like, I tried to be an FSU fan, tried to be a Stanford fan for a little bit. But it's just, it don't hit as well as the NFL does. Like,
I think you have to get an emotional connection with a player. So you got to find your guy. Chargers made some good moves today. Signed Caleb Sturgis, kicker from Philadelphia.
The second string kicker?
Yeah. We also got Roberto Aguayo. And we're... working out Sebastian Janikowski. Hope we sign him.
Janikowski. How do you feel about Jordy going to the Raiders?
Just like Keenan Allen feels, Sports Nation, no, NFL posted retweet if...
Madden posted.
It was Madden. Yeah. If Derek Carr / Jordy Nelson is the best quarterback wide receiver combo in the AFC West. All he had to say was LOL, and I completely agree.
You're so blinded by your team.
Do you think that's a better combo?
No, because y'all have the chemistry like nobody else does. And Jordy's, they even throw the ball to each other yet.
Yeah.
But,
although I did see Derek Carr picked him up from the airport. That was kind of cool.
Oh, he did?
He did.
That's cool. Tyrod Taylor posted a video. Y'all know he's just been traded to the...
Cleveland Browns.
But he
people are overreacting to their moves, by the way.
They're doing a little something.
It's a little something. I've saw people predicting them, like, being dead serious, saying they're going to make the playoffs.
What?
Yeah, I y'all realize they were 0-16 last year, right?
Yeah, that
like man. I'm talking 5 or 6 wins, but they're saying playoffs.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen. But they're gonna be better. But he posted a video. I was like, dang, like it really happened. Like Tower did not play for the Bills anymore.
What did he post?
It was him. What's the boy's name? Wide receiver.
Jarvis Landry,
Juice. And DeMarcus Russell, they all had their, like, meeting day. They went around the facility and stuff and being around. Like, and his caption was, like, Cleveland, let's get ready or something like that. Well, I was like, I followed him, too. I followed him when I saw that. I was like, this is so gorgeous. But thank you, Tyrod, even though I didn't really like you as a quarterback that much.
Colin Cowherd
did like you as a man, though. You were a good person.
Colin Cowherd did a ranking of happiness. Each team's with their new quarterback.
Yeah.
And they had, he had,
Vikings happiest.
Vikings were happiest. Then the Redskins. He didn't have the Bills high enough, I don't think. Because, yes, they signed A.J. McCarron.
Mm-hmm.
But they got rid of Tyrod Taylor.
For $5 million a year.
Yeah, like, that's insanely cheap for a quarterback.
Yeah.
So, I think the Bills, honestly, are happier than the Vikings with an overrated $84 million guarantee.
Absolutely. All that money, Jimmy Garoppolo and Kirk Cousins are the two highest paid quarterbacks in the league right now. Think about that. Jimmy Garoppolo.
People have been saying Jimmy G is top five already.
No. People just are so, because everybody wants to be the first to say it.
Like, y'all know in his, he's 6-0 as a starter? Right?
Yeah.
I think he has 6 touchdowns and 4 interceptions in those games. I don't know if that's the exact, it's something like that.
He's definitely good.
But he's not as good as people think. Just because they won those games.
I'm not even sure those people even think that, though, Chad. I'm telling you, people want to be the first to say it. People want to say, oh, Jimmy Garoppolo's top 5. So next year, if he is top 5, be like, oh, okay, I was the first to say it. That's what insane. I think it is. But let's talk about why you disagreed with me so much with this mock draft.
Now, you guys aren't going to see this. This is going to get cut from the episode. But Isaiah did a mock draft. I don't really want to spoil it because we have a whole episode coming out of
this
it.
Out, yeah. All right.
So we're going to skip that. You'll see. Just know everything he said, I think, was wrong.
He's crazy. He don't think his quarterbacks are worth it. When people, because I go through like, Buffalo Fanatics, which is like the best page on Instagram, I think. Like, I just love them. But they're always posting stuff about Bills trading up, getting the guy, Bills trading up, whatever, whatever. And then people comment like, no, they should stay at their pick and fill holes. That gets me so angry because I do not want that to happen. You got to trade
I mean,
up.
As a fan, I would rather get the quarterback and fill those later. But I don't think that's going to happen with these teams.
You don't think anybody's going to trade up?
I think one team will trade up and nobody else.
For real?
For real.
Do you think it's because they don't want to give up enough?
Because these quarterbacks, I don't think, are really worth these top picks.
Have you heard what they're saying about
I know what they're saying.
I know I'm not an expert.
I'm not
either.
But
the experts have been saying that these quarterbacks are legit. At least the top two, of course. Even Baker Mayfield. We'll go top 3. What's your ranking of the quarterbacks? You got, because mine's...
My, of how good I think they'll be?
I got Joshua...
This is my very, very, very informed. I haven't watched, honestly, any of them play. Mm-hmm. Sam Darnold, number 1. Josh Rosen, number 2. I believe in Baker Mayfield, number 3. Lamar Jackson, number 4.
You do not like Josh Allen, though.
The only thing I know about him is his completion percentage was under 50%. That's insane to me.
Yeah, that is crazy.
At Wyoming.
Yeah. Not that much competition.
Nope. And I'm a Boise State fan. We rolled through them.
He just... Because I was the same way.
He's so big.
I was like, it don't matter how good his arm is. He can't throw the ball to the receiver. He can't throw a ball to the receiver. Like, it's just going to get harder for him to do, and he's not doing it at Wyoming. He's not going to do it for whoever he goes
Honestly, I'd rather have Mason Rudolph. I'm being dead serious.
Bro, you just fell over Mason Rudolph.
I know I did. I know. He loved Phillip Rivers. But I'm being dead serious. I would rather have Mason Rudolph than Josh
Allen. He's definitely the least talented of the ones we just said.
Mason Rudolph?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah. But I still, like, really, 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 like, they compared him. Everybody they compared him as the guys who have the perfect physical stuff was guys who just failed in the NFL.
Yeah.
I don't know. Jamarcus Russell, EJ Manuel.
What's wrong? Bro, it's been like 5 months you haven't been able to talk.
I don't know.
Jamarcus Russell. All
right, we need to get off sports a little bit. This ain't what they're here to listen about. This is supposed to be about the process.
Let's get back on the process then. Let's talk about the first day of just like you being like, all right, come over, it's showtime.
So we were in a room that's the size of a small bathroom right now, and we were gonna film in this room, and I'm glad we never even tried it. My mom, she came up with the idea. How lame does that sound? My mom, we took a folding table and put it in front of the television and put our logo up on the TV. And then so we grabbed her easel. My dad brought home this stage light that he got, I don't even know where. He's resourceful, though. I'll give it to him. So we then duct taped Tristan's iPhone to the easel.
Explain what an easel is. Because if you just said easel, I don't know what an easel is.
For real?
Yeah, what's an easel? I know what an easel is. But
We're in a painting room. It's the thing that the canvas goes on.
Yeah.
The paint.
Bob Ross, the thing he put the thing on.
I would say most people know what an easel is.
I would not.
Do you? I'm sitting here talking to the audience.
Yeah. The 2.5 people listening?
Yeah. Not at this point. There ain't nobody listening at this point. We 45 minutes in.
We got that set up.
Y'all will listen to this in 20 years, though. That's so cool to think about.
That is crazy. Set the easel up, duct taped the phone to it, had the light on top of the thing.
Grabbed a bunch of lamps. Tablecloth. My girlfriend, Chloe, best crew member. There's only two crew members. Got us this cool, but what do we know?
Sign. The last W is an upside down M, by the way, if y'all ain't noticed.
I ain't even noticed.
You ain't noticed?
Nah, I've never noticed.
The last W is an upside down M.
That's what we get. Chloe set it up.
It's good, though. I like that character. See, you could say a lot of stuff about our show.
It's definitely got character. It's got heart. The show got heart.
That's because when you think it's like, dang, like, we ain't doing no editing. It's just because you watch it, it's like real amateur. But there's so much stuff. But there's an audience for everything. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, somebody sees it, like, okay, that's why I enjoy watching this because like,
it's not too overproduced.
That's what I'm saying.
Which I know eventually we are going to get overproduced.
Not over. Because I never want to get to a point of like, shout out Dude Perfect. I'm sorry for to say this, but your show, like...
Oh, yeah. Overtime is terrible.
Hey, I don't do it on my... It is not terrible.
Like, alright.
It's better than our show, and we're not going to call our show terrible.
I really don't think it's better than our show.
What?
Because when they're sitting at the table, that's supposed to be the natural part, and it's so obviously scripted.
Yeah. Like, it's just like a TV show.
Red and Link were talking about it today. When you're at the desk is their desk, nothing for them is allowed to be scripted. And that's the way it's got to be. And I know we're just some copycats of Red and Link, but it's all groovy.
It's what we're doing. Shout out Red and Link. Think about just meeting them one day.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, doing the show with them.
It's going to happen.
It'll be insane, bro. I wonder how long they're going to do this, because they've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, they're both approaching 40.
Like, when do they stop?
I don't know.
When do they stop and then we take over?
That's what I'm saying. We got to be the number one duo.
We got to take they set.
We got to get Freddie. He's that guy. We're from Pensacola. Freddie's apparently a guy, a YouTuber from Pensacola.
Does the toy stuff?
He does stuff with puppets, as far as I know. He's the one. He bought himself and his girlfriend the matching Lamborghinis.
Oh, that's the ones we saw at the mall.
Yeah.
I thought he did kid toy stuff.
As far as I know, I saw on the internet.
Did you look him up?
Yeah. I looked up two matching Lamborghinis, Pensacola. Uh-oh. And it said Freddy, YouTube star. He sponsors one of the Little League teams at Myrtle Grove, so he's up there all the time.
He does? Well, we gotta talk to him. The thing with that, like, I know, like, you have to put yourself out there and try to build a relationship with those type of people, but it seems like you're just munching off of them. Like,
that's true.
I never talked to the guy in my life, and I'm finna go ask him to, like, help me out with this thing.
That I'm very, like, I've been DMing so many people. And almost nobody says anything back. Yeah. They don't even read it.
Yeah.
I've been typing so much. And I always end it with, like, LOL, I know I don't have anything to offer, but can you please help?
That's how you have to do it, because that's where we're at. That's how we're rocking.
That's where we are right now. Yeah. We don't have any, like, we got 37 views on our latest show.
That's something, though.
That is something. Like, I'm not worried about the number of people watching. Because I know if we get better, that'll go up. Yeah. So I'm not really worried about it.
Hey, shout out to the one comment. Dude.
Hey, yeah. Do a prank video. We got another one. Somebody said, awesome. Keep it up. Somebody I don't know. It was so cool.
God, that really get a little fan. It's cool seeing people you don't even know.
Yeah, it is.
Really crazy, like, don't know this person at all.
Yeah. Like, they really just see it and like it.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, actually comment. Because think of how many videos you watch and you never hit like or comment.
That's so many.
Think of how many videos you watch and you do not comment.
Because I never made a YouTube account for the first... Until I made But What Do We Know. Yeah. And so I never even had the ability. I always saw subscribe. I said, who subscribes to YouTube?
Yeah.
And then I saw Dude Perfect has 50 million subscribers. Oh, there's a couple people.
Yeah. You think
they would give us 1 million subscribers?
Who?
Dude Perfect.
Like, toss out 1 million?
Yeah, like, we got 50 million, I'll give you one. Okay. How much do you think we would have to... Nah, they already rich.
I'm saying, but if they just give us 1 million subscribers, all those 1 million subscribers can be like, what do we know?
Hey, that's exposure.
That is a lot of people watching us. Well, out of that 1 million, probably like, less than half a watch.
Yeah.
People get a lot more subscribers than they do views.
Yeah. Which is crazy to me, actually.
No, because a lot of things are bots. You got, like, think of how many of your followers are bots.
I've never met a bot. Nah,
bots aren't real. That's why I haven't met one.
Bots are the sexy girl trying to follow me on Instagram.
Whatever, have nasty bios.
Yeah, they do. Click the link. Thank God I've never...
Don't click that link. Don't. They're going to take your picture and have you cry to your mama.
Oh, almost went to jail there. That's another story for another time.
Hey, shout out to my dad. Oh, yeah. Wait a little bit for that one, though.
Shout out to who?
Shout out to the bots. Make it look like I got a lot more followers than
I heard that. These bots been followed. If you put some hashtags out there, you will get at least one bot follow every time.
Yeah, we get it how you get it.
And they count.
But on the
They don't really count, though, because we're not trying to have bots watch
us. I thought of a caption for that last one. But I just didn't, because we were over here doing the show, I just didn't think to do it, and I don't get connection over here for some reason. I was going to be like, well, it don't matter now, I don't want to say it. It's going to feel lame now, but when you posted the picture of me, and then someone was like, Bob was like, at someone, something, you? I was going to reply and be like, nah, that's me. <It's> stupid.
I saw that, and I was like, so is that their game? I saw that, and I was actually really hype. I was like, hey, someone's adding people on our stuff, and I was like, so does that just mean that's their game face? Like,
I think what that is somebody like, I guess I just think everybody's just a crook. Like, they're adding them because they want you to click on that and then follow them.
I feel
you. You know what I'm saying?
That's why all these, I'm getting a lot of these likes
and
I ain't getting no follows.
Because they want you to see who liked it and be like, okay, he liked my name, I'm going to show some love.
Although, this dude, his name, I'm blanking on his name. But he liked my picture, and so I went and looked at him. I was looking at his bio, and he had 37,000 followers. And then I said, followed by it, and it said, David Meltzer, who is a guy, he's worked with Gary Vee, he's worked with The Rock before.
Mm-hmm.
He's the world's leading sports agent. I'm thinking, all right, so David Meltzer is a guy who I know who... I messaged him. I'll try to get him on the show. He ain't see it. He got too many followers. But this guy is following this guy, who's got this 37,000 subscribers. And in his bio, he said 0 to 3.5 millionaire in 3 years. Mm-hmm. And 7,000 life insurance policies sold. And he has his podcast, Breaking the Bread podcast.
Breaking the Bread.
And it was really cool. He had one of Gary V's, main, not D-Rock, but Tyler, the other guy. And this is if you watch Gary V a lot. He's his like main video editor, and he was on that podcast. So I messaged him. I was like, "Hey, I got a YouTube show. Would you ever like to come on? I'm also starting a podcast. If you ever like to come on?" So I just did that tonight. Let's fingers crossed he comes on.
Yeah.
I doubt it though.
Yeah, because just double tapping the thing is so easy and just don't think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it does.
You're like, why did this dude, like, I don't remember this, like.
Yeah. But it meant so much. I saw him and I was like.
You just gotta get yourself out there. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
As embarrassing as it might feel, as stupid as you might feel after nobody listening to you, it's just, because it's worth it at the end of the day for that one person.
I've been doing Gary Vee's $1.80 strategy.
What's that?
Alright, so what he does is, for 10 hashtags, he wants you to comment your 2 cents on the 9 top posts of 10 different hashtags. That is a lot of commenting. So I've been doing that. And like, for all these hashtags, I've been trying to do hashtag YouTube, hashtag filmmaking. Mm-hmm. A lot of this stuff, everything for YouTube is makeup. So I've been like, girl, that contour blend is on point. Just been throwing myself out there with these
contour on point, man.
I need somebody to teach me this. Seeing if they'll be like, okay. Nah, they don't ever follow back.
Put your 2 cents on the top 9
posts. Put your 2 cents on the 9 top posts of 10 different hashtags.
Did he do that?
Yeah, that's how he built his, plus through hashtags.
Well, he be working, bro.
Yeah, he does.
I'm trying to get to that point where like, I have that mindset where just work.
I'm trying to get to that point where I have to have that schedule.
What you mean?
Like how every minute of his day is mapped out. I want that.
He has every minute of his day mapped.
Just about.
What? I do not want that. What?
On his work days. He takes weekends off. He takes every weekend off, just about. And then he has vacations with his family.
He be working on the work days.
Yeah, he does.
But he loves it.
That's his work-life balance, though. Like, that's different for everybody, though.
Yeah, and he's still trying to grow.
Yeah. And I love how he talks about all the time how not everybody has the same goals. Like, for some people, all they really want, if you just want to live a comfortable life, have your family, and work, $100,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
So if you can just find a way to work, make that much money. Because, like, doing stuff like, I guess, selling insurance and stuff that you can make a lot more money in. I don't get why more people who are just trying to do that just don't do a little bit of that. Maybe that's a bigger commitment than what I know, though.
Selling insurance.
Not necessarily just selling insurance, but yeah. Industries like that where there's more money to be made. I don't understand why people who are just trying to make money don't go to industries where there's more money to be made if that's all you want to do.
Yeah. Just whatever brings in the money.
Yeah.
Go to that.
Because for me, what I want in life is to be able to work every day at a place that I want to be there because I'm going to spend a lot of time there in my life. So I want to enjoy it, but I also want to live a comfortable life with my family one day.
Just a comfortable life.
Yeah.
I want a ball, boy.
Well, I mean, I want that, but I don't need that.
That's true.
I just need to be able to relax with my family.
That's true. At the end of the day, that's what you need.
I think if you have hard work, positive mentality. Positivity. I'm positively retarded.
Positively.
Be kind. I honestly think all that stuff will happen by accident. Yeah, not necessarily by accident, but you know what I'm saying.
Just the way you are.
Yeah.
It just happened.
I think this is a good time to wrap up on episode one of But What Do We Know? Podcast. Yeah, the But What Do We Know podcast. Two guys, three chairs.
Okay, chair. Okay, that's what you want. That's what you want to call it.
On the last thing, I was listening to Rhett and Link's podcast today, and they were talking about their old songs. So this was just, it struck me as so funny, I had to tell somebody, because I was at work just dying laughing. It was an old song that they had worked on that they'd never released. And Rhett was singing in like a real country voice like this.
Yeah.
And it was about being in the bathroom and somebody's knocking on it. Like, what do you do? And he said, just this line struck me as so funny. I don't know if y'all will find that funny. He said, I'm sitting in a public place trying to do this private thing. And that just that line had me dying so bad.
What? Trying to do this private thing had you dying like that?
Yeah.
I'm sitting
in a public place trying to do this private thing. Because it was so funny, and he's talking about the stress of something.
They are so just naturally funny. It's hard being funny. It's hard trying to...
I could not imagine doing stand-up. I want to try it one day, though.
Bro, you gotta have some guts to do that, boy.
Because, I mean, even... I just want to do it once. Like, I don't know. I don't want to try a career or anything. But I do want to sit down, write out a stand-up. And just go try out an open mic night one
bro, what
time.
If you bust, though, bro? That's a...
It'll be funny, though. No. Like, it'll be funny for you guys to rag on me.
That's true.
But if it's great, what did Jerry sign? All right,
God,
that's
dog. That's
enough,
that's enough
podcast.
Of the podcast.
Jerry Feinfield finna be in a foul.
Why can't you talk, bro?
I don't know. I should have went to speech when I was younger. All right, you guys, we're out. Have a great night. We'll catch you the same time next week.
Yeah. See ya.